talk about Nate Orchard, just what you've seen, and I know he had a sack the other night. Has he progressed like the way you want him to?
He's progressing very quickly from a rookie standpoint. He's putting in all the extra work that he needs to. I'm sure you guys have seen him almost every day. When he's not lifting, he's out here putting in a few extra minutes, just working on honing his craft, and I'm excited about where he is right now.
How did losing Mingo change things for you?
Well, I don't view it as losing Mingo. He still has a chance to be ready for the first game, so he's just missing a few practice reps, and I look at that as a positive. Nate's going to get more reps now, and some of the other guys are going to have an opportunity to get into some situations that they might not have gotten into and learn from it and get better, so I'm fine.
Is depth a concern at that spot when you don't have Mingo out there?
It's only a concern in the preseason games where you look to take some reps off some of the guys that have secured their role, and you get into the second half, and you know, now a guy like Mike Riley has to play every single play, and potentially if there's an injury there, you're looking at putting somebody in that maybe hasn't gotten a lot of practice at a certain position. Otherwise, I feel good about all the guys in the room, and depth is not a concern.
Back to Nate for a second. I know we haven't even seen him in the preseason yet, but when you start thinking ahead of the regular season, what kind of impact can he have right away, I guess particularly as a pass rusher?
Yeah, obviously his pass rush instincts jump off the tape, and that's a role where I think he'll be able to help us quickly. As you said, we haven't seen him in the preseason yet, so I know what he's done in here in controlled environment against our own guys, and there's a lot of things to be excited about, but I don't want to get too excited until we see him do it against an opponent in a live situation.
What did you go back to last year and up to now? What have you thought?
Say, can you ask the question again?
I'm just saying you've had him going back to last year now. What
yeah.
Have you thought of him?
I love working with Scott. He's a very passionate guy. He really has a great approach to everything, and it's hard to imagine asking more out of a player from that standpoint. He really commits and gives everything he's got on every single play. So
like talent level and all that, what would you say?
He's you know, any shortcomings he has from a talent standpoint, he's able to overcome through his preparation and his work ethic and the way he approaches everything. I know Coach Pettine has talked about the play like a Brown attributes that we value so highly here, and he certainly embodies all of those. So talent, I'm sure you guys have noticed, is not on that list.
Did you know a whole lot about him before he got here last December?
No, I did not. Coach Drisback coached him at Rice. So it was a situation where we knew that we wanted to add somebody to the room, and we brought him along with two other players to work out. And Chuck obviously knew who he was and had a little bit of input as to, you know, what type of player he would be, but I had no idea what we were getting into.
I mean, how does a guy like that bounce around, get cut, whatever, five or six times, and then all of a sudden looks like he can play?
I'm fascinated by it, too. I can't imagine him getting cut four times. That's amazing to me. I certainly don't see that happening here anytime soon. He's come a long way in a short amount of time, and I'm really, really excited to see what he's able to do in a live situation.
What have you seen from Kruger just from end of last season to this season, what he's trying to work on?
I said it in the spring, you know, coming off a career year, you worry sometimes about there being some sort of hangover where the complacency sets in, and he has not shown that at all. He's really come back and attacked some of the finer details of his technique, both as a pass rusher and a run defender, and he's working hard to get better every day. I'm really, really happy with his entire approach this offseason and starting so far in training camp.
Mike has said that Amonte is taking a good number of reps out here. Sometimes you don't. Can't tell because he's got his hand down or whatever.
Right.
How much is he working with you as an outside linebacker? And just talk about that progression he's making.
It's been a project that's been going on for a long time now. Coach Tuioti and Coach Weaver are just as knowledgeable about the techniques involved with playing outside linebacker as I am. So a lot of the technique work he gets over there with the D-line, it's only when he's asked to do some coverage stuff, which the rest of the D-line isn't going to spend time working, that he'll come over with me and get a little bit of reps with my position group. So there's plenty of times where he's working outside linebacker techniques just over there with the D-line, and to the casual observer, you probably don't know.
Can he cover a backer tight end if he needed to? I would guess that that's not the primary role he has. But
yeah, I think Jimmy will do a great job keeping him out of those situations, but I think he's athletic enough that he would be able to do it.
Just for your guys, how are you stopping the run goes with everyone, but how have your guys been stepping up in that way?
You know, their job is to really set the edge of the defense and try and get the ball carriers turned back inside to where hopefully we've got nine other maniacs screaming to the ball. And they've done a good job of that. They certainly understand what their role is, and they've embraced it and are working hard to perfect it every day.
When you look, is that somewhere that Barkevius needed to get better at from last year, with stopping the run?
I think everybody on the defense would say that they need to get better at stopping the run. And with all of the guys in the room, we spent time kind of looking at all their plays, all their inventory of techniques, and what they needed to get better at. And so he had his individual list of things to improve on. And so far, you know, what I had seen of him in those few days he was out here, he had worked hard to do that. He was, you know, had the disadvantage of having the shoulder injury, but he was headed in the right direction for sure. I'm excited to get him back out here.
Do you see him get discouraged at all? I mean, he's kind of battled stuff every year. You know, he had the lung as a rookie, and last year the shoulder, and now this.
Yeah, I don't know how well you guys get to know him with your interactions, but he's a very positive guy. I've never seen him hang his head or get discouraged, even after the injury. His attitude is, I'm going to get it fixed, and I'm going to get back out here, and I'll be good to go. He's not a negative person at all.